Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
Here's the deal. It's North Carolina, and I want to make this statement about local Domino's also. Do not punish the local Domino's here, because I can tell you right now, I'm getting hungover on Sunday, and I'm going to Domino's.com, and I don't care.
Any Domino's. Now, I have done the thing on Domino's, you know, where you watch them make your pizza, and I never saw it come up where it says, Jesus is farting on your pizza right now.
Insert booger here.
Which
is what's been going on.
That never came up on the...
So is that what Canadian bacon really is?
Right.
I hope not.
Well,
and I'm wondering if this is an isolated incident.
It totally is.
Or not just Domino's, but if there are those that work in the fast food community that would confess to us that this might happen to you guys a little bit more than you think. Look, it's not going to kill you, but there's some stuff on your tacos or your burgers or your pizza that if I, as a worker, not happy that day or someone in the drive-thru ticks me off, I take it out on the next dude's order. I pluck and drop.
You just need to accept the fact that
kick and drop.
If ever lived near or on a college campus, if you eat takeaway food, you have eaten someone else's pubis.
Oh, dude, really?
Oh, come on.
No,
that's gross.
Nobody in this room has more fast food experience than I do. I worked at Taco Bell proudly for 4 years, and I wear it like a badge of honor. And I seriously never saw that in the 4 years, not from anybody.
I never worked in fast food. Well, now aren't there either surveillance cameras everywhere and all that kind of stuff?
But these
knuckleheads. It'd be worse now.
Yeah.
But these idiots
trying to do something like that.
We're doing it, and they were video. It wasn't a surveillance camera. It's a woman holding like a camcorder.
The video is up on our website right now. Yeah, and she puts it up on YouTube. These two clowns put it on YouTube. It's their last day at Domino's. They're in North Carolina. There's a series of four videos. Some of them are kind of graphic. Like one dude pulls his pants down and puts like a dish towel up his butt. Wipes his butt with it and then starts washing some of the dishes at this particular Domino's in North Carolina. It didn't happen here.
That's gnarly. Oh.
So one woman, she looks like she's about 20 years old. She's holding the camera and her male coworker she's just describing what's going on in these videos.
Did y'all see that? He just put a burger on those sandwiches. You remember the time when you sneezed? Do it again. And all the sandwiches goes.
Ew.
Now, Michael, I think that these sandwiches are going to be full of protein.
So it's like not with your mayo.
We all have our secret ingredients.
Shut up.
He just farted on the salami that goes on these sandwiches. And in about 5 minutes, they'll be sent out on delivery where somebody will be eating these. Yes, eating them. And little did they know that cheese was in his nose and that there was some lethal gas that ended up on their salami. Mm. Now that's how we roll at Domino's.
Yeah, let me explain that for a second. He starts putting like small pieces of cheese up his nose.
Gross.
And then putting them back on the pizza or back on the sandwiches also.
Oh.
Hey, Steven, good morning. You're on Q100.
What'd you
do? Back in high school, I worked at a restaurant. It was Chick-fil-A.
my friend actually got fired because he stirred the soup with his tallywhacker.
No way.
How did they catch the guy?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. He sent it out, and the person actually ate it, and we were being immature. I mean, we were watching it. I mean, it was gross. But he got called into the manager's office the next day, and that just so happened to be one of the days that they were reviewing tapes, and they saw it.
But isn't that something to brag about? I can stir the soup with my penis.
it was nasty.
If you mess with Chick-fil-A, not only do you get fired, but you go to hell.
Right.
They're closed on Sundays. I mean, they're a God-fearing company. He's going to burn for the rest of his days.
I mean, as soon as he sat down in front of management and they turned the TV on, he must have known, even before they showed him what they saw, exactly what was going on.
Can you imagine being the security guy who has to review tapes and it's normally so boring? I know, right? He's like, bored. What is that? Rewind.
Oh. And then he calls his friends. Come over here. I got to show you. Yeah.
There are no shortage of these calls.
Oh, I'm never eating.
And if you're going to fast food, these are gonna freak you out, y'all.
Some fast food is so good that I will risk it.
Not after this call.
No.
Hey, Jake, good morning. You're on Q100.
I worked at Waffle House, and I used to have an open spot that leaked a lot of pus, and I rubbed it all over somebody's waffle because they were being jerked, and they sit there and ate it.
You guys got to remember something. My wife will do this from time to time.
Oh, my God.
Rub her sore on a waffle?
No. She will complain before we get our food.
Mm-mm.
That's the reason right there.
Mm-mm.
You wait until you are signing the check. Until you say anything. If what you're saying is going to be interpreted in any way, shape, or form as rude, you shut up until you are done.
I used to have a friend who would complain at every meal. He found something wrong with the service, the silverware, the tablecloth. He would complain to the server, I would say 90% of the time that I ever went out to dinner with him.
Why don't you go out with him?
Oh, that's what we thought. Every time there had to be something in his food.
That's a deal breaker. Yeah.
He ate a lot of pubis.
Adrian, good morning. You're on Q100.
I worked for a popular pizza chain, and probably the worst thing we ever did, other than body fluid or hair going on the pizza, was that all the meat is pre-cooked, so you can pop a handful in your mouth, chew it up, spit it right back out on the pizza.
Shut up.
Oh! Or a handful of cheese. So my advice to everybody is, and it always has been, when you call to order food or when you go to a restaurant, be nice.
Yeah.
Be very nice, and they won't even think twice about messing with your food.
Yeah, be rude at the end, or if you're never going back ever again.
My God. Ugh.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Gross. Well, I have one where a guy I had worked with at a hotel in Tampa is actually doing time in Florida prison because he had peed in the coffee. The security tape caught it. I had warned the general manager that he was doing this, and they thought I was crazy when I told them. They installed a security camera in the breakfast pantry area, caught him red-handed. Hillsborough County arrested him. It is a second-degree felony. It is basically you could have killed somebody by putting fluid of your own body inside the coffee. I had to testify in court in Tampa, and he got, I kid you not, 20 years in the state of Florida for doing this because it is a second-degree felony. It's almost the same as attempted murder in the eyes of the DA down there.
And now he's in jail for 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So nasty.
Hey, Cora, good morning. You're on Q100.
I used to work at a Waffle House, and one of my cooks got so mad because I kept coming back trying to fix an order, and he had previously burned his hand about 2 nights ago, and so he had blisters all over his hand.
Oh, no.
It was so gross. And he was supposed to be wearing a glove, but he got really mad at this customer. He kept going to my customer and asking, you know, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? And it became a big scene. So he finally ended up cooking his meal right. But he definitely took off his gloves and just put his fluids all in his food and then watched him eat it.
Damn.
And I wanted to say something so bad because it was my customer, but at the same time, it's your tip at the end of the day.
Damn, so blister fluid in the food.
That's this is gross.
Nasty.
And this is the end of the Domino's stuff here. And again, there are four different videos. And, I mean, it's boogers. It's, like I said, it's the guy's wiping his butt and washing the dishes. And here she is. She's holding the video camera.
Get the booger sticks out. Sprinkle them with sprinkles so they'll never know that there's snot on it. Our manager is unaware of what we are doing at the moment.
Yeah,
she's back in the back reading the newspaper, like always. While we're up here clowning around, putting snot in people's food.
Now it's ready to be shipped to some unlucky customer.
I think the safest bet is for you just to relay that.
We could have done this for the next half an hour. The last shocking call would have been a guy full releasing on a pizza.
What? Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm not even going to take it.
No, 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 no.
You know what? If Adam Murphy came in right now, I would feel clean.
I know, right?
Like, I want a roach.
I'll take a roach over that.
I want a roach pooping on my crouton.
Yeah, right.
No kidding.
Seriously. Mold in the ice chest? Definitely.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
I'll take that.
I will climb in there and drink my soda from the bottom of the ice machine.
The Burt Show.